there, super listeners, and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Ranger Emma here with a truly incredible episode for you. Today, we investigate animal superpowers. Now, I actually have a superpower of my own, but I'll reveal it later. For this episode, I've done a ton of research about superpowered animals. And the thing that surprised me most was how many animals actually have them. For instance, remember the cheetah? We talked about that fabulous cat in the last episode. The cheetah is the fastest land animal, able to run at 115 kilometers an hour. Or what about the unfortunately named but exceptionally strong dung beetle? It can pull over 1,000 times its body weight. And don't forget the cuttlefish, capable of shape-shifting to look like different plants and other sea creatures. I was talking to some of my friends here at Earth Rangers headquarters, and they were pretty excited to share what superpowered animal they would choose to be. Let's hear what they had to say.
Pop-a-dee-bop-bop-a-doo-bop, look at me singing.
Are you recording already?
Yep, it's rolling. Okay, come on, superpowers, let's hear it.
So if I could have any animal superpower, I would want to be the pit viper. Because pit vipers actually have an extra sensory organ, and it allows them to see in the dark with heat vision.
Oh, cool. Christina, how about you?
I mean, the pit viper is pretty cool, but if I'm going to have any superpower, it's going to be flight.
Classic. So you'd be a bird, right?
No way. If I'm going to fly, I'm going to fly like a bat. They can fly in the dark and use echolocation. Plus, bats are pretty awesome because they eat all the bugs that annoy people.
Cool. And gross. But mostly cool.
That's super neat. But really, sharks have the best superpowers. Did you know there's over 400 different types of sharks? And have you ever heard of the lantern shark that can create its own bioluminescence, meaning a light, from their head?
Is that true?
Great white sharks also have a super sense of smell and an incredibly strong bite. Sharks have so many superpowers. If they lose a tooth, no problem, because they're always growing their teeth back. Guess what the cost of dental hygiene is for a shark? $0.
You know, sharks do sound pretty amazing. In fact, I have a shark question I've been longing to sink my teeth into. Get it? Shark humor. Okay, so maybe telling jokes isn't my superpower. Wait, is it yours? Because we happen to have a little contest going on to find the world's funniest animal joke. Anyone who sends us a joke from now until the end of April has the chance of winning a super stylish Earth Rangers t-shirt. Just go to earthrangers.com/podcast and look for the green button with the megaphone to record your best zinger. Or you can scroll down on your device right now and use the link in the show notes. Now, back to my shark question.
True or false?
True or false?
True or false?
True or false? True or false? Sharks need to keep swimming in order to breathe. That's a tough one. I know sharks are fish, and fish have gills, so maybe they do need to keep moving in order to keep water flowing over their gills. But what about when they go to sleep? Does a shark snuggle into the seaweed and stop moving for a few hours? Or does it need to keep swimming nonstop? Is this fact true or false, Earth Rangers? Take your best guess and listen up for the answer at the end of the episode.
Earth Rangers!
So, we know sharks are totally super, but what other animals have superpowers? And what superpowers would you like to have? Sounds like it's time to head out and talk to some Earth Rangers.
Animal Investigation
Animal
Squad.
Investigation Animal Squad. Investigation Squad.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing today?
Good.
Today, I want to talk to you about animal superpowers.
Ooh, okay.
Like, what special abilities do animals have that are comparable to superheroes?
Owls can turn their heads around.
Like completely around. Well, not completely, but...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Spiders can make webs.
Like Spider-Man,
yeah. They can also climb up walls.
That's right. Do you know of any animals that can shapeshift?
Well, I know one that can color shift. Lizard.
No, not a lizard.
No, not a gecko.
What?
Isn't it a chameleon?
No, a chameleon.
Sorry.
Yeah. Cool. But one of the best shapeshifters is the mimic octopus. They can imitate the shape and texture of all sorts of things.
Mimic octopus.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. So, have you ever heard of the green basilisk lizard?
Basilisk?
What do you think its superpower is?
Maybe just stick on stuff really well.
It can actually walk on water.
What?
Yeah, I've seen a show about that.
I've heard about that too.
They have webbed feet, and it's how fast they run.
Oh, cool. So, how about jumping? What animal do you think can jump the highest?
No.
A turtle?
A frog?
A jumping spider.
Kangaroos.
Actually, it's fleas.
Oh, oh yeah.
Right.
A flea can jump up to 200 times its height.
What?
That's like me jumping all the way to the roof of a skyscraper.
Wow.
That's high. A skyscraper.
So, can anyone think of an animal that can walk through walls?
Walk through walls?
What?
Oh, my.
A ghost. Woo.
A sea cucumber.
Oh.
Yep. It's an actual animal, not a vegetable, but it can blobify its body to squeeze through the smallest cracks.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Well, thanks, everyone.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for all those super ideas, Earth Rangers. Now, speaking of super skills, we're going to meet two of the world's most powerfully toxic critters in the Ultimate Showdown.
Ultimate Showdown.
Ultimate Showdown.
Meet our first contender, the world's most venomous creature, the box jellyfish. It'll be facing off against the world's most poisonous animal, the golden poison frog. It's poison versus venom. And wait a second. Are venom and poison different? Ultimate Showdown, pause. Okay, let's investigate the difference between venom and poison. First, a couple of similarities between poison and venom. Both are called toxins, and both are really bad for you. But that's where the similarities end. Venom and poison are different, and the major difference is how the toxin is delivered to the unlucky victim. Poison has to be ingested, that means eaten, or inhaled, breathed in, or absorbed through the skin. So a poisonous animal could only deliver this poison if another animal, or person, ate or touched it. Venom, on the other hand, is injected. Some animals use their fangs to bite. Some use spikes or spurs or tentacles to deliver venom. A venomous animal has got to get the venom into their victim through a wound. Poison and venom, similar, but not the same. How do I know all this stuff? Let's just say I was bitten by a radioactive librarian. Okay, unpause the showdown. It's venomous box jellyfish versus poisonous golden frog. Let's see whose toxic superpower is strongest.
Round one.
The first thing we're going to look at is how easy it would be to encounter one of our toxic contenders. To find a box jellyfish, you'd have to head out to the ocean, mostly the northern coastal waters of Australia and around the Indo-Pacific Ocean. To find a golden poison frog, you'd have to travel to the Pacific Coast rainforest of Colombia. Neither of these toxic critters is easy to find, so I think this round ends in a tie.
Round two.
Okay, so both of these creatures are pretty tough, but which toxin will incapacitate an unlucky victim faster? Who has the most toxic toxin? If someone gets stung by a box jellyfish, they're in for a lot of pain, sometimes for weeks and weeks after the sting. And a box jellyfish sting can definitely be fatal. As for a golden poison frog, they have enough toxin in their skin to kill 10 people. That's crazy. Okay, this one goes to the golden poison frog for sure.
Final round.
Which one looks fiercer? It's the last round. Time to decide which of these animals looks the fiercest. Close your eyes, Earth Rangers. Imagine the beautiful ocean. In the ocean, you see a pale blue, transparent, jelly-like creature. It has a box-shaped bell, That's the top part of the jellyfish. And the box has 15 long tentacles hanging from each corner. Each tentacle can be up to 10 feet long. Also, each tentacle is covered in stinging cells.
Ouch.
Now, imagine you're in a lush green rainforest in Colombia. As you're walking, something catches your eye. You spot a bright yellow frog that's about 5 centimeters long. It's incredibly vibrant and, well, sort of adorable, really. But don't touch it or you'll be sorry. Okay, I think the scarier critter in this case is definitely the box jellyfish. Those tentacles sound terrifying. So, we have a tie. Both the box jellyfish and the golden poison frog win this showdown. And remember, even though these critters have amazingly toxic superpowers, they're definitely not animals you're ever likely to encounter. So don't worry, you're safe. Okay, Earth Rangers, it's time to talk about a really important mission. I'm gonna hand the mic over to Captain Conservation, and he'll fill you in.
Attention, Earth Rangers. I need you to use your superpowers to help out with something important. The Battery Blitz mission. We need you to collect all of your old, used-up batteries and take them to a proper battery recycling location. When batteries get into regular landfill, they can release chemicals that are harmful to wildlife. By disposing of your batteries properly, they can be recycled into things like cutlery, golf clubs, pots and pans, and even other batteries. So what are you waiting for? Visit EarthRangers.com and start your Battery Blitz mission today!
Well, this super episode is almost over. So that means it's time to reveal the answer to the true or false question. Do sharks need to keep moving to keep breathing?
True or false?
The answer might surprise you, because it's true and false. Some sharks do need to move all the time. Sharks like the great white or gigantic whale shark are part of this group. They're called obligate ram ventilators, which is just a really fancy way to say sharks that need to move in order to filter water over their gills so they can breathe. Other types of sharks, like nurse sharks and bullhead sharks, use their mouth muscles to draw water into their mouth and over their gills so they can breathe while holding still. Fascinating. Now, it's time for one last superpower. Mine! Get ready for it, listeners. My superpower is that I can levitate. Watch this. I'm doing it now. My feet aren't even touching the ground. Wow! It's like I'm weightless. This is unbelievable. Nah, I'm just kidding. I can't really float. I guess joking is my superpower after all. Just before I leave, can I ask you one quick favor? If you like listening to the Earth Rangers podcast, why don't you tell a friend about it? Or better yet, show them how and where to get it. Not everyone is as tech savvy as you guys. And since we're just at the beginning of this new season, this would be a great time for people to jump aboard. Another thing you can do that would really help us out would be to rate and review the Earth Rangers podcast in your podcast player app. If you give us 5 stars and write something nice, that would totally make my day. Thanks so much. Be sure to join us next time when we take flight with birds. We'll learn about bird tagging and answer the age-old question. Do ostriches stick their heads in the sand to hide? Tune in to find out. Thanks for listening, Earth Rangers. Keep being super and using your powers to make the Earth a better place.
Earth Rangers!